Mr. Speaker, I came here to make sure our republic doesn't die by unanimous consent in an empty chamber, and I request a recorded vote.
Something rotten exploded in my old Kentucky home's 4th District, and the stench of foreign cash and rigged turnout proves Thomas Massie didn't lose. He was the subject of a foreign hostile takeover.
And this is an amazing fight because he's got $0 from AIPAC, and his opponent, who refuses to debate him or literally show up on the campaign trail, has got $9 billion from AIPAC and much more from that group. And the question is, can oligarchs buy an election with lies and no candidate?
He was a DEI coach to corporations to help them understand how to implement gender neutral language, using their pronouns, how to better have a gender fluid conversation style, how to make sure that they change their boards of directors. That's where he's been for the last 5 years. So tell me about your dairy farmer boy from Kentucky. I got nothing for it.
The constitutionalist with a 99% freedom index score who co-sponsored the Epstein Files Transparency Act grilled the DOJ on blackmail networks and dared say no to blank check Israel aid, saw his raw votes jump 19% with younger Americans flooding to him.
And we know why young people are, and, you know, middle-aged people are against the next war. Because we'd be the ones fighting it. They're trying to bring back the draft. Screw that. We're not going to fight some other country's wars, are we? No.
Yet, low-profile, basement-dwelling debate MIA Navy SEAL Ed Gowron magically surged ahead by 10,280 votes, almost exactly matching his 10,854 mail-in haul. Turnout actually doubled from 2024 in this sleepy off-year primary. Opposition votes exploded 357%. The energy and crowd difference between the Massie concession and Gowron's acceptance was miles apart. This was the 2020 mail-in playbook reloaded. Outraged Americans have followed the money straight to the culprits. Miriam Adelson and two other Jewish billionaires backed by AIPAC's dark money machine that dumped tens of millions into Gowron's war chest, making this the most expensive House primary in U.S. history to purge Massie for exposing their game. Israel outlets openly called it the most consequential Republican primary for Israel. Trump sent Pete Hegseth to campaign against him. Another first for the United States.
President Trump does not need more people in Washington who are trying to make a point, especially from his own party. He needs people willing to help him win, to vote with him when it matters the most.
America first. Thomas Massie becomes the face of that politically.
This civil war in the party has gotten so out of hand. They sent the Secretary of War to my district today to campaign against me. I don't think that's ever been done.
It's also illegal.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure, but it's insane. Like, we're in the middle of a war. Why should the Secretary of War come to Kentucky? I say it's because I'm harder to beat than Iran, and I don't even have a nuclear weapon.
The president trashed him publicly.
He was a bad guy. He deserves to.
And boomer voters 65 and older, glued to Fox regime media and the last remnants of our Social Security money, delivered the margin while every younger demographic rejected the forever war grift. Probability that this was stolen by those three billionaires and their lobby, in my opinion, near 100%. They didn't need to stuff every ballot when coordinated cash, mail-ins, and demographic targeting do the job. Foreign lobbies now openly auction congressional seats while taxpayers bleed for endless wars and America First is flushed down a golden toilet. The system just proved it's captured. No more illusions. Demand the SAVE Act, demand paper audits, enforce the 1938 Foreign Agents Registration Act. America's under foreign rule yet again. And a revolution is inevitable. John Bound reporting for the Alex Jones Network.